Greetings again, in Jesus' precious name. This is Brother Ephraim, and this morning our scripture reading is in 2 Kings chapter 2 again. We left off yesterday in verse 10. What's going on here? Elijah the prophet has Elisha with him these days, and now he's going to be taken up today, and they're going from Bethel to Jericho to Jordan, and Elisha asked Elijah for a double portion of his spirit, meaning he would be his spiritual firstborn, and that's where we're at, that's where we are at now in verse 11, starting to read, and it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes, and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. That's as far as we'll read. It goes on then saying that the sons of the prophets came to Elisha. They wanted to go and see if they could find Elijah somewhere on the mountains, assuming that possibly the Spirit of the Lord had taken him up and then dropped him down again somewhere. It seems like a rather foolish thought that that would have happened, but they were wanting him to send them look for Elijah. Of course, they didn't find him. Elijah was taken up to heaven. Before we get into more of the scripture that we just read, we want to remember that in Matthew 17, Jesus Christ himself was up on the mountain. He was transfigured, and Moses and Elijah were there talking with him. Moses as the representative of the law, Elijah as the representative of all the prophets. Elijah was greatly honored in that. He was a great man of God, and he worked many wonderful things in turning the hearts of men back to the Lord God. But here was Elisha, and he saw Elijah taken up, taken away from him, taken up to heaven, and he was greatly moved. He rent his clothes. It says Elijah had dropped a piece of his clothing. They call it the mantle, and he took that and went back to Jordan. And just minutes before, Elijah had taken that mantle, and he had smitten the waters, and they parted. And now Elisha is there again, and he does the same thing. He says, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And the waters do the same thing. The main point I would like to take here is, though Elisha was seeking to be the firstborn of Elijah, the spiritual firstborn, the progenitor, the follower of Elijah, he was looking beyond Elijah. He wasn't just looking back to Elijah and seeing how much he could be like Elijah, though he was following in his footsteps. He knew that his power rests in God alone, that he is serving the Lord God. He's no longer serving Elijah. He's serving God. He's God's prophet. He's God's man. He is God's representative in this world. We too, let's apply this to ourselves. We too, whoever we emulate, whoever our heroes are, whoever we're trying to be like, may that person be godly, first of all, But may we also look beyond others that serve the Lord God. May we have our connection with God through Jesus Christ here in the New Covenant and serve God, yes, as others have, and we can look to others, whoever those others are, and learn from them. But in the end, always remember that we are accountable to God alone. It is Him that we serve. We cannot look to man for our ultimate example. It is God. So, whatever movement we are a part of, whatever following that we are a part of, may we not lift up man too much. Like I said, we can look to man as an example, but ultimately it is God. Just like Elisha. Yes, he followed Elijah, and he did become a great prophet, much like Elijah. And he did mention Elijah right after Elijah left. He said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" But he was looking for the Lord. Where is the Lord? So that's it for this morning. May we too, whoever we follow, whoever we make much of and think much of, may we always look beyond those people to the Lord God that they served and serve Him faithfully also. May the Lord bless.